4 tasks this week on the right focus, and we have to do them all. They may take more than 1 week. Here they are: presents, promotions, publish, and party! And we need to do them in that order. Create our online presence, set up our promotions to roll into the future, publish, and celebrate this monumental task of discovering our novel with a party. Welcome to The Right Focus. We cover productivity, process, craft, and tools. Our podcast episodes last as long as it takes to fix a quick dinner, drive a short commute, or take a brisk walk. All through the summer months, we focus on the craft of writing novels and novellas and epics, from beginning ideas to prepping for publication, week by week by week. Our first work this week may take several days and may fry our brains. It's to set up our online presence. Our first job is to create an account with an online retailer who will distribute our book, whether that is Amazon, KDP, or Kobo, or Draft to Digital, or Smashwords, or another distributor like Ingram Spark. Then our second job, after we have set up that online account, is to set up our website. This is time-consuming, yet relatively simple. Options abound that do not require an understanding of HTML code. Most of the online websites have become drag and drop, so that makes it easy. Many of them have block builders, where you select a block and lay it onto the page. Then you input the information you want. So, our first step is to find an internet service provider who will host our website. Several great deals are offered when you contract for multiple years as opposed to just 1 year. Ease of use and ease of access should be the top two decision makers. Free sites are available, but they could easily become pay-to-play in the near future. Maybe you want to do a free site in order to learn the process and then switch to a website host. Our second step is to determine our sitemap. Most people use the standard offered pages, a landing page, our front page, a blog page. We combine the two sometimes as our landing or front page and the blog, an About Us page, a Contact Us page, and one extra. Decide if you want to use this map or create your own. Think long term, not immediately. If you plan to write 3 different series or in 3 different genres, then change the focus of pages 3, 4, and 5. You can convert your landing page into your blog page or a pillar page. Pillar pages list the various topics for blogs, like an indexed table of contents based on categories. Some people convert the landing page into a pillar page and maintain the blog page. Steps 3 and 4, once we have our sitemap figured out, we select a theme, which has to do with colors and fonts, and we determine our layout. Only after these are developed will we layer in our information. Starting information to have a website banner, which the cover designer could provide if you contracted for it. The cover image for the book, a blurb, a short biography, a contact form, a professional email address, and a teaser for the next book. Job 3, determine what other social media sites will be used. It can take a full morning to set up a month's worth of posts for a single website on one social media site. Use the social media sites that you always follow. You should be able to create business pages off your personal account page. These pages will always be linked, and readers will be able to track your personal life through them. If you want a thick concrete wall between the public and the personal, then you can open a separate account. But you'll need separate emails, phone numbers, and possibly separate mailing addresses. If you start now associating certain emails and phone numbers and addresses, as well as credit cards, with your writing business, that soon becomes an easy flip for the brain. And our fourth job this week is to make a video trailer using our blurb and cover images. We can purchase additional stock photos from online retailers such as Shutterstock and Deposit Photos. MP3 for sound are available from Audio Jungle and other sites like SoundCloud. We can use PowerPoint to create a great trailer if we don't want to drop money and spend hours learning a vastly different program. Abide by the copyright for the images and music. Just as we want people to abide by our copyright, we should use theirs. To use our video trailer as a promotion on social media sites and our own website, you can open a YouTube account. It just requires more and more, doesn't it, to set up that online presence. Open the account in the name of the professional business. Once the trailer is made, upload it to YouTube. Use the YouTube hyperlink on the website. It will automatically load in the video trailer. And keep an accounting of cost for stock photos and sound files. These are marketing and promotional costs that can be counted on taxes. Our second focus is promotional posts, and we have to plan them. We're on a 3-week countdown for publication. Schedule 7 posts for the week of the release. Yes, we can schedule posts on website and Facebook. As our starting date, use the date that is 2 days after we plan to upload our book to an online retailer of choice. The extra 2 days are needed for the online retailer to finish approval and to get our link and check that everything looks the way that we want it to look. We will need to return and edit to add the link to each post that we set up. Here are a week's worth of ideas for posts for the website and for Facebook and Twitter and other social media accounts. For Facebook and the social media accounts, we can use our cover image as well as the link directly to our online retailer or to our blog page, which will also contain the link to the online retailer. First post, announce the release with its date. This post can be the inaugural post for our sites as well as our personal page. Use a personal page to direct friends and family to the business page. Second, tease with the cover. Third, put the book description and the cover image and the link. Fourth, write to your inspiration for the book. Use public domain images or purchased images. Fifth, do a free first chapter. Sixth, do a character scene or a similar teaser. And you can do more than one character. You can make this run for 2 solid weeks. And seventh, do the video trailer based on the book description and the cover image. Don't blow your budget on ads. Wait. Please wait until you have at least 3 books. Then promote the first book, which will passively drive sales to the second and third books. After that, you can promote all of them. Create an idea of a year-long series of posts monthly based on when the books come out. Now we're at publish. When we publish, use our own ISBN, not one provided by the retailer. That way you can put that ISBN with whatever distributor will use that format. Ebook needs an ISBN, paperback needs an ISBN, audiobook needs an ISBN. That's 3 ISBNs. When we click the final button to put our book on sale, sit back and breathe slowly. Then jump up with glee. It's done. And that is as hard as it is to publish a book. Follow the online templates. You set up metadata and the book description, keywords to classify your book. Then you upload the book manuscript and the cover image. Then the ISBN and your writing imprint, which is your publishing business, remember. And then you select the price that you want. Consider not just the price in your home country market, but also the prices abroad. Remember, you'll be selling internationally when you use an online distributor. After we select the price, then it's a simple matter of clicking the button publish, and it's published, just as I said. It's really simple. The online retailer we use will send an email telling us when the book goes live. At this point, we can create an author page for the online retailer and claim our book. This may take a couple of days, one for approval of the author page, the second for the book to be able to be linked to that page. We will use this link as we edit our social media post that we set up. For our author page, we can connect the RSS feed from our website blog. Don't worry too much about this until you start posting blogs on a regular basis. Once the novel is live on an online retailer, file for copyright with your government's copyright office according to U.S. copyright law, and most nations abide by the same type of law. The book is protected as soon as we finish it. However, if we ever want to prosecute someone for copyright violation or piracy, we cannot do so unless we have registered our copyright officially. Mailing it to ourselves, the so-called poor man's copyright, holds no weight in court. There was a court case about it about a decade ago. So make sure that you get an official copyright registration. Then contact the cover designer, with the link to the online distributor and thank them again for their work. They may send out a promotion. Now, tell your family and friends. Post it on your personal page. Be proud. Do you know how many people say they want to write a book? Over half the people that you will tell about your book will add that they want to write their own book. Do you know how many people participate in and win NaNoWriMo? 19% of the U.S. population. How many of those winners ever publish? Much less than 1%. The most recent statistics for NaNoWriMo that have been published are for 2010, which listed over 200,000 people as participants since the start of NaNo in 1999. Over 600 books have been published in one form or another since 2006. That's 0.003% of those who have finished and published. That's not 0.003%. That's 0.003%. You know what? Because you've published, you have joined an elite group. Be proud of your accomplishment and plan to repeat it. Check on scheduled promotion posts each day that one is scheduled. Share them to your personal page and as widely as possible. And party! It's over, and it's just beginning. Turn your writing attention to book two, at least once a month, and once a week is preferable. Schedule blogs and posts about this first book, a minimum of one post a month for the next 4 months. Talk about what you learned, the obstacles that you overcame, what you wish you had known when you started. Connect your post to events in the world at large. Tilt your head sideways when thinking of ways to promote your writing to the world. Gradually transition to post about the second book. Because you've started that, haven't you? Your goal now is to finish book two in a short amount of time, not a long summer series or a whole year. We can go faster now. We know the process. We have a cover designer. We don't have to learn formatting. No wondering about how to do this or that. No hesitation about publishing. We know it's simple. We've worked through the Discovering Your Novel Guide, and we've started to abandon the Discovering Your Novel Guide because we understand the novel writing process all on our own. When starting book three, try to finish it in the same amount of time as book two. With this third book, dip into advertising. After book three, consider short stories and novelettes in the world that you've created to publish as loss leaders or reader magnets, such as a free introduction to the story or to the world that you've built or the backstory for a character that puts them right at the point when the first novel starts. Everything that we've learned this year, we don't have to relearn. However, when we get stuck, it's still all here in Discovering Your Novel, available as guidance, and we can climb the mountain without a guide. I want to hear about successes and the obstacles that you overcome. Contact the Writer's Focus at winkbooks@aol.com. winkbooks@aol.com. And happy writing. Inspiration for this week comes from J.M. Barrie, who wrote Peter Pan. For several days after my first book was published, he said, I carried it around in my pocket and took surreptitious peeks at it to make sure the ink had not faded. No doubt you'll do that too. Thanks for listening to The Write Focus, a podcast for writers at all levels, hosted by M.A. Lee with the assistance of Remy Black and Edie Runes from Writers, Inc. Books. All through the summer months, our focus is the craft of writing. We are discovering your novel from beginning idea to prepping for publication. We'll work through the process stages of foundations to story, envisioning the story, analyzing story before, during, and after the draft, harvesting the story through revisions and enhancements, and prepping the story for publication. Many of these preps and guides are useful setups for the National Novel Writing Month in November. That's writing only, you know, no idea work. We can also use this information to solve issues with stories that we've abandoned. All those stories are crying in the wilderness. Time to rescue them with the right focus. Show notes for this and other episodes can be found at therightfocus.blogspot.com. Write to us at winkbooks@aol.com. Remember, whatever occurs, write on.